the volume.
And we are in a fetal position to start the Wednesday Moneyline Monaco podcast. I just have to start by saying sorry. If you believe me on the Suns, I just want to let you know, hire me for weddings and bar mitzvahs. I went all in on the Suns. Really should have hedged when the Bucks were down 2-0, and that's a lesson. It's a lesson for us all. Suns dropped 4 straight after winning 9 straight in the same breath of a playoff air. Congrats to Giannis, Malcolm in the Middleton, class act Drew Holiday, Budenholzer, the whole freaking squad. And the Aaron Rodgers offseason continues to flourish. We take a break from hoops. Psych! We got the Olympics. I'm going right back into it. I'm not ending on a loss in basketball. I got the Super Bowl right. Got to give daps to Uncle Colin. Had the Suns catching an L last night. Giannis hitting his player prop, both cashed. Bucks even covered. I mean, what's Devin Booker doing with his life, bro? Not even looking at the rim half the time last night. Not knowing what he's doing with the ball. Chris Paul needs some little giant stick-em. Ayton has all of a sudden no basketball IQ. I mean, what happened last night? An absolute abomination is what happened. And we lost. And I will wear the L on my chest. And I take these losses personally. I mean, they hit my wallet, but they also hit me. I mean, I really am Daniel Day-Lewis over here. You saw the live stream last night. If you watched, I appreciate you. We had Scalabrine on, Brian Scalabrine. Shout out the big three, Ball Hogs. He's going against Power this weekend. Rick Barry versus Nancy Lieberman. And Scal is on it. And that's really my lesson here to wrap up before we move on. Don't fade Scal. Scal was on the Bucks. Took the Bucks last night. Uncle Colin and Scal going out to breakfast. Moneyline Monaco skipping breakfast. It's time to get it back. Let's get into it. Lock of the day. I'm jumping ahead because I got to start with hoops. We got a little baseball for you today. Pretty excited. Love my degenerate parlay. Love my degenerate parlay. Really like my futures bet. I am going, though. Lock. Give it to me right now. This game isn't kicking off till July 25th, but the line may move because Team USA Basketball is getting Middleton a champion, Holiday a champion, and Devin Booker to join the squad. I'm going to take Team USA minus 11.5, swallowing the points against France to kick off the gold medal run. Now, if you saw what happened in the backdoor sick cover, because I watch it all, Spain hit a nonsense game-ending three to backdoor cover, disgusting Scotty Van Badbeek. Should have never happened. But more importantly, after the one bucket loss to Nigeria and the rare upset where they got outscored 32-18 in the third quarter to Australia, Joe Jingle Ingles and Dellavedova, USA got right. All right, USA beat Argentina 108-80, beating the ageless Scola Wonder. Guy's aging like Benjamin Button. And of course, they beat Spain. So they're 2-0, and they've corrected it. And that's the Greg Popovich way. And that is who is at the helm here. And I know Kevin Love isn't with the squad. They sub in JaVale McGee. I'm okay with it. In fact, I love JaVale McGee swarming Rudy Gobert in this France-USA matchup. And we could spend time talking about Gobert and Nicholas Batum. There's a few NBA ballers on this team. But France, let's just look at it. USA still minus 370 to win it all. France is plus 2,600 to win this tournament. They just lost, by the way. They have not won an exhibition. They've dropped two losses to Spain. They just lost to Hachimura and Japan. Hachimura put 19 on them. Okay, just to put this in perspective for you, Japan's plus 10,000 to walk away with gold. And France allowed this team to beat them. They had home court, which they won't have. They got to go to Tokyo like the rest of them. They let Japan come out in the first minute and a half of a fourth quarter game on a 9-0 run to take a 12-point lead? Nah. France doesn't even take a shot at that time? What is the fix Scott Foster in for this team? I looked at the well-rounded Spain win. Four guys in double figures for our boys. LaVine, Lillard, Durant, Keldon Johnson, believe it or not. That was a game where Tatum had six, Draymond had six. We still won by seven. This should be an easy cover if we do the right thing, and that's play defense, and that's spread the ball around. We don't care who scores. We know the three best scorers on this team, without hesitation, are Durant, Tatum, and Lillard, in no particular order. How are we not feeling like this team is not just going to run through the gold medal? How do we not feel like this team isn't just going to run through the competition? According to betting odds of FanDuel Sportsbook's model, Team USA is supposed to be projected to beat France 102-77. And I don't want to do the math for you. Just kidding. 25. But if you're telling me right now, 102-77 is the projection of how much they're going to win, they should cover like butter. Look, everyone's dealing with chemistry issues. These guys don't play together, a lot of them. When it comes to Olympic ball, it's quick practice, quick turnaround. So I will bank on the USA team coming out with fire, with poise, with veteran prowess, with conviction. Because Greg Popovich doesn't allow teams to not play defense. And if you're telling me that Japan just beat France and France let a 9-0 run happen, they didn't even give up, they didn't even shoot a shot, it's embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself. I don't need to go that much more into it. We have a better team by a lot. I'm going to take the minus 11.5 because personally, once you add in Middleton, you add in Holiday, you add in Booker, could end up going to 13. I'll take that point and a half closing line value before it hits. I'm taking it early. And I'm starting out the pod because I got to get basketball out of my system. Okay, capiche? Wonderful. USA minus 11.5 over France. No thanks to Mbappe. Lock of the day. And I love my same game FanDuel parlay degenerate special, really the bulk of today's podcast. I'm going in a couple of ALWs for you. I'm taking the Astros over the Indians and the Rays over the Orioles. The Astros, minus 255, a lot of juice, but it's parlayed with the Rays, minus 170. Depending where you shop, I shop at FanDuel. Line subject to change. Rays kickoff in the AM. Astros 5:10 Pacific time PM. All right, let's start with the Astros. All right, up 2-0 in the series against the Indians. They beat the Indians 8 out of 9 times. 8 out of 9 times this year, including a 4-game sweep. This Astros team has 5 gentlemen with at least 50 RBIs. Only the Blue Jays are the only other team to do that. Yesterday, beautiful penmanship. And when I say penmanship, I mean out of the pen. Luis Garcia gives us 6 innings on 8 Ks. Only 3 relief pitchers, 1 inning a pop. You gotta love that. Altuve coming off a 2-home run game? 2-home run game. 2-home run game. All right, that game was 9-0. Indians only scored in 1 inning. It was 9 Zip. 9-zip. And we got McCullers on the hill, okay? Lance McCullers, who's moved up slowly on this Astros starting pitching staff and rotation if you follow the Stros. He's 7-2 on the year. He's got a sub 2.80 ERA, 99 Ks on the season. He has danced against the Indians. He went 5 1/3 last time on 2 earned runs and 8 Ks. Astros won 6-3. Of course they did. Eli Morgan pitching for the Indians, who? 1-3, 7.86 earned run average on the season. Last time he pitched against them, 5 innings, 3 earned runs. Look, the Astros are 37-19 after a win on the season. They're covering 62% of the time as a home favorite. I'm not only going with trends, I'm going with momentum. I'm going with a clean sweep. I like the Astros. I love the pitching matchup. I'm going with the Astros over the Indians. Sorry, only Ricky Vaughn can save you, Cleveland. Now the second leg. Rays over the Orioles. I mean, where do I start? The Rays are the number one team in baseball after a win, going after an Astros stat. That was very impressive. Rays at 38-17 after a win. Want to know what the Orioles are after a loss? 17-45. Tampa, 25-15 within the division. Baltimore, 12-25 within the division. Want to know what the Rays' record is against the Orioles this year? 7-1. Waka on the hill, former Cardinal, pitched against him once, only 2 innings, 1 earned, no decision. Rays won that game, of course. Rays got some sneaky offense. Meadows, Choi, Wendell, the homie Randy leading off. Orioles are not good. And I love that the Orioles got one win in this series already. I loved the Rays yesterday, took them on my own. I love the Rays today even more. Waka has a nice outing. He goes back to over 500 on the season. Orioles fall to 1-8 against your Tampa Bay Rays. And Houston and Tampa Bay cash us our degenerate special on today's FanDuel Parlay. A thank you, man. Let's keep it rocking. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. For instance, go across, toggle over on FanDuel, hit same game parlay. I've done it many a times. Basketball season's over, but one of my favorite was pick the team to win on the money line, especially the favorite, and add in some of your star players to get X amount of points, like Sixers on the money line, Joel Embiid, 25 plus points. Boom, you bring the money line down, you hit your gorgeous parlay. You can do the same thing in baseball. Pick a team on the money line, add in X amount of strikeouts for your starting pitcher, bada bing, bada parlay, boom. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. Easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet. Friends use it. My friends love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's fast withdrawals. When you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same game parlay and use promo code Monaco at sign up. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That is promo code Monaco, so they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or Virginia. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 Colorado, 1-800-9-WITH-IT Indiana, or 1-800-GAMBLER New Jersey or Virginia. And I'm ending on a prop shot. My San Diego Padres. I've done this segment before. I did it before the season. I'm almost shocked we're still getting this value. The San Diego Padres to win the NL plus 440. Who is ahead of them on FanDuel, you might ask? Obviously, the Dodgers. And the Mets right there at the same exact odds. My dad's from Long Island. I know the Mets well. I suffer with the Mets from afar. But I'm from San Diego, born and raised. I've been waiting since 1998, the same year I learned cursive in freaking elementary school, for that beer pong rebuttal, 4-0 shout out, no thanks to Scott Brosius, Yankee sweep. My teacher had tickets to Game 5 in that series. There was no Game 5, okay? This is a Padres team. Everywhere you look, they're top 5 or top 10. Top 4 in on-base percentage. 6th in runs. 12th in homers. They're even called Slam Diego. They got the swag chain. Shout out Manny. They had the most All-Stars in the All-Star game. The San Diego Padres. They're finally spending money. And most importantly, top 4 in earned run average and held a top 2 spot most of this season, having some injuries at the starting position. Darvish has been out a little bit. Lamet's been hurt. Of course, Weathers. But this squad, if Blake Snell can truly turn it around, truly, you are staring at a disgusting San Diego Padres lineup. You got Darvish, Snell, Joe Musgrove, hometown, no-no Joe, San Diego kid, El Cajon kid. Chris Paddock is, you know, he's hit or miss, but he's serviceable. Long relief. The homie Mark, we have a all-star closer. All-star closer. I love me some Drew Pomeranz, and I think Ryan Weathers is going to be paramount as long relief as a lefty out of the pen. But you look at the roster, and they may even make a move. They're thinking about Joey Gallo. This team is remarkable. Everywhere you turn, Hosmer to Cronenworth to Tatis to Machado. That's almost an entire all-star infield. Grisham, Will Myers, the man will not stop going yaya. Tommy Pham, look, I'm ending with this. The Dodgers are supposed to be historic this year. They're not. They're not right. Their bullpen's abysmal. They've been having some injuries. They got locker room problems. I won't even mention who doesn't deserve to be mentioned. So their starting rotation isn't what you envision. Kershaw's aging. Playoff Kershaw's real. And oh, by the way, the Padres are 7-3 against the Dodgers this season, including a clean sweep. 7-3. I'm not saying the Pods are going to the World Series guaranteed. I'm just telling you, from an NL perspective, it ain't anybody from the East. The Mets will eat themselves. They always do. Lindor is hurt now. Nothing going there. I'm sorry. It ain't the Mets. All right? It's just not. And it isn't the Braves. And it's certainly no one from the Central stinking up a Pepto-Bismol storm over there. I mean, what's Yelich doing at the freaking championship game last night after he goes 0 for hitting 240? Losing to the Royals, embarrassing. Look, we're everywhere. I bet baseball. I watch baseball. I love baseball. I'm a lefty, baby. Huge value. And you heard it here on July 21st. San Diego Padres, almost 4.5 to 1 to win the NL. Let's go. Petco Park, a top park in the MLB, oh, by the way. Come down to Ron Burgundy Land. Have yourself some garlic fries. Have a beer. Stay a while. That's it for me. Team USA covers over France on the weekend. Jumped ahead to that. We got the Rays over the Orioles. We got the Astros over the Indians. And we're ending with my San Diego Padres, homer pick or not. to win the NL. Put it in your back pocket. A little futures bet for the boys. That's it for me. Not even going to ask you to subscribe. We had the Suns. We don't deserve it. But I do appreciate you tuning in. I really do. Thank you all. Everyone means a lot. Shout out to Brums on the ones and twos. We'll be back live streaming soon. And don't forget to hug your mothers. That's it for me. Ta-ta, real smooth.